Welcome back. This is the Mighty 790 KFGL. I'm Bob Harris on Nighttime Live along with Scott Sorm. And tonight, a very special guest joining us right now. There is a new motion picture that is just hitting your DVD stands. It's called Complicity. And one of the stars of that motion picture is Jenna Boyd. Jenna has been in a couple of different movies, actually several different movies, but probably the most notable, The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, The Missing, also The Hunted. And she joins us tonight here on KFGO. And Jenna, it is indeed a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. I'm excited.
You started acting at a really, really early age. Do you want to admit what show you started on?
I actually started on The Barney Show. my brother and I both did. We both kind of got sucked into this world when we were really, really little. So it's ever since Barney, it's just been kind of progressively moving faster and faster. So
now, whenever I heard that theme song, it racked in my mind for, you know, like a half a day. What was it like hearing that song when you were actually working on the show?
Oh, man. I just remember very specifically, I mean, I was very young, so there was one moment specifically I remember, and it was the episode where Barney goes to the dentist, and so we were all in the dentist office, and it's just funny to think that was me at one point, and I hardly can remember the details because I was 2 and 3 years old. So, funny. But
Texas by birth, right?
Yes, I am from Texas.
Okay.
That's where all the family is, and yeah.
What brought you out to California? How did you get that start? That it was mom and dad, obviously, must have got you into that first role with Barney, huh?
Right, yes. And we lived in Texas until I was about 8, and I had been with an agent in Texas, and then they decided that it would be a good idea for me to try an agent that was in Georgia. So I went out there, and we were there for 1 year. I don't think the boxes were unpacked from moving to Georgia before the agent in Georgia said, you should probably be going to L.A. So we went to L.A. thinking it was just my mom, brother, and I, and thinking we were going to be there for 3 weeks, and we ended up being there for, it's been 12 years now.
Wow.
So, yeah, things started happening, and we're just so blessed to have had the career that we've had so far, and it's been exciting.
Yeah, because your brother's done some stuff too, right?
He has, yes. He's done X-Men and Dodgeball and most recently he did Fireflies in the Garden with Willem Dafoe and Julia Roberts. So he's great. I love watching him. My brother is such an inspiration. He's really, really good at what he does.
I have to go back to Dodgeball then, because that's one of the funnier movies I've seen in a long time. What did he play in that?
That is a good one. He was the little kid in the Dodgeball instruction video where he's going, gee willikers, mister, and he hits the kid in the face with the dodgeball.
So, I'll go back and check that out.
His friends gave him trouble for that for a long time.
Well, you went from Barney, but you did have a nice step up into some really major TV roles there for a while, or guest shots, I should say. What was the most impressive for you?
As far as TV goes, I think the coolest thing for me was Criminal Minds. That was a really fun show for me to work on. And the cast is just so fun to watch their chemistry. And that, I think, really inspired me to think about pursuing being on a TV show like that, where that is your job. That's coming to work every day. And what a cool thing to be able to do. And but Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, as far as features go, was so incredibly fun to work with those girls. And I was young. I was 12 or 13 when I did that. And those girls were all older than me, and so I just felt like one of the cool kids because I was hanging out with the older girls, and it was such a blast. And Amber Tamblyn is fantastic, so
I think
the funnest project.
I think I read one reviewer that called you the fifth Beatle in that movie.
They did. So of course the 13-year-old me thought that was the coolest thing ever. Yeah.
Jenna Boyd is our special guest tonight here on KFGO. We will get to the movie Complicity here in just a couple of moments. I have to say that I loved the TV show Just Shoot Me. That had to have been a hoot when the times that you were on that show.
It was. And that was, I mean, I just had a small role on that TV show.
You're very young, right?
Funny. Yeah, I was. Yeah. And it's just very funny to think that I went from that to working on Dickie Roberts with David Spade. And I remember the first day I was on set of Dickie Roberts, and he was going, "Were you on Just Shoot Me?" And I said, "Yep, I was." And it was just so funny how big this industry is, but how small your world in it can start to get. Like, I did The Hunted with Tommy Lee Jones, and then did The Missing with Tommy Lee Jones. And so it's funny how you kind of start to form connections and get to know people pretty well.
Tommy Lee Jones.
From project to project.
I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. I must have some kind of a little of a delay in my headphones here today, and I apologize for that. Tommy Lee Jones must have been fantastic to work with, huh?
That was a huge learning experience for me. I didn't see much of him in action in The Hunted, but during The Missing, to just watch somebody that's been doing this for so incredibly long was, and I was so young, I was 10. And so for me to watch that at that time was so, like, such a learning experience. And Kate Winchett was also in that film. And I think she is probably the most inspiring actress I've ever worked with. Just to watch her and her technique and just how she, like, she is just so incredibly talented. So that was a very cool time in my life, for sure.
My personal opinion, and I know a lot of Gwyneth Paltrow people are going to hate me for saying this, but Cate Blanchett was robbed of the Academy Award for Elizabeth when they gave it to her, Gwyneth Paltrow, for doing Shakespeare in Love. I thought Cate was fantastic in that movie.
I've never seen anybody so able. I mean, that I don't doubt that woman at all. I think she could do whatever. And that's so impressive. She just has, I don't think that there's any limits to what she can do as far as acting goes.
Well, heck, she played Bob Dylan in one movie, didn't she?
I know. So it's like, I'm sorry. If you can play Bob Dylan and pull it off, you can do whatever you want. She's just fearless. So it's awesome.
Do the movie roles come easy? Do you have to do a lot of, searching for them? Are they coming to you? Or how does that process work for a young lady like you?
You know, it's not easy, especially since I went to school and I'm still in school. I'm in college. And so trying to balance all of that and try to have a real life and balance, meeting for different projects and sifting through ones I love versus ones that I'm not willing to leave school for. And it's hard, but, projects come to me and there's a lot that I love and some that I'm not willing to give up being a kid for,
Uh-huh.
So it's tough. It's tough to balance it all, but this is what I love to do, and I want to keep pursuing it. So,
well, this is going to be a dumb question, but I know somebody's going to want me to ask this. Okay, you're in college. What are you pursuing? What's your major going to be?
My major is actually business administration. So, I am trying to be balanced, and ultimately, I would love for my life to be acting. But I can't. It's just not smart as a 20-year-old. To put all of your eggs in one basket, especially that one.
Sure, sure.
So I love school. I'm good at it. And I'm just trying to pursue my many interests instead of throwing myself into just one. So.
Well, God bless you for being good at school, because I never was.
No, I like it.
I want to take just a little break here, and when we come back, I just have a couple more questions about you're yet younger than you are, youth. I mean, just a few years ago, but then we'll get into Complicity a little bit, okay?
Absolutely.
Jenna Boyd is our special guest tonight here on KFGO, the new movie that actually hit the stands yesterday on DVD, Complicity. We'll be back with more in just a moment here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We're back. Jenna Boyd on the Mighty 790 KFGO. This is Nighttime Live, and Jenna's latest movie is called Complicity, and it is now out on DVD. Actually, is this your latest movie, or was Les Miserables your latest movie?
Les Mis?
Yeah. Weren't you with that? Just a little bit part on that?
No, I was not.
Oh, never mind then. Okay.
But you know what's funny is that one of my friends went and saw that movie and saw the credits rolling and saw, like, factory worker number one, Jenna Boyd. And she went, "Wait, is this you?" And I was like, "No, it's not." So it's very funny that you say that.
Well, I have to admit, looking doing the research on you, that's where it popped up. At factory worker,
really
factory worker number 5, Jenna Boyd.
There is, in fact, another Jenna Boyd out there somewhere.
But you can't have that legally, right?
I don't know.
Doesn't what do you have to?
I don't know if that's allowed.
I think I was gonna say, doesn't the Screen Actors Guild make you change your name if you got the same name of somebody else?
I don't know.
Or put an initial in there.
I'd like to think that's not the right for my name.
I just wanted to back up because we talked before we went on the air a little bit, but you used to figure skate. And you did extremely well at it.
I did.
And the reason I bring it up is because a good friend of mine who teaches figure skating up here, her name is Dawn Frisch, and she has coached an Olympic person, Mark Ladwig, who was just in the figure doubles, the pairs, I should say, with Amanda Everer over here, what was it, 2 years ago? 4 years ago, I guess it is. Winter ones are coming up just around the corner. So I just had to bring that up, and you enjoyed that, but yet, yeah, I suppose what? You had to...
I did. I loved it, and I did it for 16 years. So it just came to a point where there comes a point in every figure skater's life, I feel like, where you have to decide if you're going to just keep doing this because you love it and it's fun, or you're going to pursue it competitively and go the Olympic route. And I came to that point in high school, and I there were other things that I wanted to do, and I wanted to go off to college and be able to pour myself into that, into acting. And I just, something had to give somewhere, and it was going to be that. And, but I did love it, and I loved what it did for me. It taught me a lot of discipline, and it made me an athlete, and I'm still an athlete and pursue fitness and all of that. So,
well, in the movie Complicity, you're a pretty good screamer too.
You know, that's really funny because the crew was just going, now, do you have to scream again today? Because I'm really tired of hearing it. I don't know. I was built to scream. I can scream.
Let's talk a little bit about the movie. It is out on DVD, just came out, as I mentioned. And it's about, some kids throw a party at at somebody's house, right?
Yes.
And then all HE double hockey sticks break out.
Yes, that's definitely. It's pretty intense, and it was a situation of me being on set every day, like having to be in the zone, because it wasn't just like happy rainbows and unicorns to be on set every day. It was a focus and, pretty intense. And so, but the story, as far as the story goes, it really is representative of how one choice and like one moment can really change your entire life. And especially at a young age where I am, you know, those choices are huge and mistakes are huge. So
there's an accusation of a sexual assault. There's a death. And you see, I'm terrible at describing movies because once in a while I accidentally let something loose that I shouldn't. And I'm kind of a spoiler, if you know what I mean. But you are called in to... you accidentally run into it and help to figure out how to get rid of the, you know what, the body, I guess, is the best way of putting
it. Right. Yeah. I end up being, you know, pulled into a situation that makes me just as complicit, if you will, as everybody else. And so it's pretty terrifying how everything goes down. And I think it's so scary because it's so real. Like all of those situations could easily happen to a high school kid. And that's pretty scary.
And you know, what's really interesting is that I've visited high schools every once in a while, I guess I should say, but I see some of these kids in high school. I can see these characters, the kid with the blonde hair in the movie, the video camera and the gal, you know, I they exist in everybody's school.
Sure.
So that's that. And Complicity, You mentioned that word. Where do you think that title came from?
Well, I think it comes from that, you know, if there's one person that obviously commits this act, and it's easy to think that just because you're there but you didn't do it, that you're not responsible. But you being there and you being there and not doing anything about it makes you just as guilty. And I think that that's where a lot of us get in trouble, is thinking that if we just stand by, then we avoid the guilt, but we really don't, because we didn't do anything to stop it. And I think that that's what that means, is that the bystanders are just as complicit as everyone else.
Well, it's available on DVD and VOD, and I would imagine it's pretty much available any, like Amazon.com, any of those, and probably your favorite video stores. You can check that out. What is on the horizon for Jenna Boyd? What's up next?
You know, it's kind of an exciting period of my life. I meet on projects a lot, and there have been a lot recently that I've been reading and really, really enjoying. And so it's just about me finding that one project I'm super passionate about, and I'm in school and working really hard. I'll be graduating in about a year. And so it's an exciting season of my life to kind of see. I feel like a grown-up now, you know, and where my life is going to go and what that's going to look like. So,
you ever see yourself behind the camera?
You know, I've really thought about that, because I do have an actor's perspective, and I would love to be able to, like, fuel the fire or fuel a passion for another actor and be able to assist them in that way, you know, because that's something that makes, I know as an actor, having a director or producer that's there for me just makes the process so much better and so much more enjoyable and easier. And so I, you know, I have thought about that in the past, that I would be pretty good at that, I think. So,
well, before we let you go, you want to scream for us?
I don't. You know, I think that might scare everyone. I'm actually in my dorm right now, so that might be terrifying.
No, I was, yeah, I'm just a joke, obviously. So, well, anyway, Jenna, you are a delightful young lady. Continued success.
You.
And folks, by the way, if you go and look at Les Miserables, that's not her, okay? She's not factory woman number five. So
trust me
on that one. Jenna, thank you so much.
Thank you. I've enjoyed this so much.
Thank you very much. This is the Mighty 790 KFGO, back with more here in just a couple of moments.